This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me on the phone, as he is most Thursdays, is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers business, politics, arts, entertainment, and more for the Fort Smith region. And how are you on this Thursday, Michael?
I am well. Beautiful weather. I love this weather. And go Hogs.
Very, very autumnal today.
Yes.
You have had and will have busy times in the Fort Smith area. Let's start with last week's. It's been a week now, almost a week to the hour, that Whirlpool announced it's closing the plant there. What has happened in the 6 or 7 days since?
Well, it's interesting you said a week. It almost seems like a month already. It's just almost like time stood still from that point. But one of the things that's happening, and I don't think I'm supposed to know about this, so we'll just have a little exclusive here on Ozarks at Large, but tomorrow key Whirlpool folks are coming down from Benton Harbor to meet with state and local officials to talk about employee assistance, retraining, and also how to market the property for this plant. I mean, we're looking at more than 1.2 million square feet of property. It's not just, you know, your typical plant you can just, you know, convert into a couple of, you know, other plants or an apartment complex or something. I mean, this is a facility that one time employed close to 5,000 people. So it's got a warehouse component to it. So it'll be interesting to see what they can do. I know the Chamber has talked about working with consultants or even hiring a consulting firm to help them try to do something with the property, which also tells us, Kyle, that there's no, you know, there were some folks who said, well, if Whirlpool's not closing down until mid-2012, maybe there's still some hope that the market will recover and demand will return for appliances, and Whirlpool could have some time to change its mind. But, and anything is possible, but it's just not something like even the Chamber folks, typically the folks who have the most optimism, have any optimism.
Mm. Well, there's one business that will be affected by this that you've written about on thecitywire.com, trying to adjust, and that's Cosmo Cooler.
Right. It's well, their product is Cosmo Cooler. It's a company called Riverbend Industries, and the owner is Ron Embry and his family. And Ron's a unique character. You know, he's more of an entrepreneur than a factory owner. And what he did is he hooked up several years ago with a couple of gentlemen up in Northwest Arkansas. And one was a coach at Garfield Elementary, a track coach. And his track coach wanted a cooler that he could stand up on the course, along the course, without having to put it on a 6-foot table or something. So he created this rudimentary, you know, tripod stand to sit the cooler on. Well, long story short, they patented a design in which these legs come fold out of the cooler. It's really neat to look at, and it's one of those things you look at, Kyle, and you think, when the heck didn't I think of that? You know, it's innovative, but it's, you know, it just hits you as being very common sense also. So Ron is working with some other manufacturers to help with the legs. He's worked with Sam's Club, and they did a test sale down in South Texas, and the product sold well, and they want some more. Sam's wants some more, and so Ron's trying to gear up. He's trying to work with Arkansas Economic Development Commission on some tax breaks to help buy the equipment to produce this. But this is his way, he says, of trying to keep the doors open, because 60% of the business he does now is with Whirlpool. So it's just an example of what, you know, some local companies are trying to do to hopefully avoid having to completely shut down. And his plan employs about 118 folks. And he thinks that if this Cosmo Cooler thing takes off, it could help preserve 20 to 25% of those jobs.
And that's right.
So that's the plan. But it's just, you know, it's a good human interest story about, you know, a real impact of this Whirlpool news and what one person is trying to do to avoid the ultimate impact.
Jobless rates for the state came out and about flat, but still higher in most metro areas than they were at this time a year ago.
Yes, Kyle, in all eight or in seven of the eight metro areas interconnected to Arkansas, the rate for September is above the rate for September 2010. That's Hot Springs was the only region to avoid that, and they had a slight decrease. But and in Fort Smith, we increased from 7.9 to 8%, and I think it increased from 6.6 to 6.9 in Northwest Arkansas. But now 6.9% majority of the 360-something metro areas around the country would probably love to have that. So that's not a problem. But in Fort Smith, you know, we're on to almost three and a half consecutive years of a higher above 7% unemployment rate. So it's just you know, continued example of this so-called jobless recovery, unfortunately.
Finally, you remember when you were a kid and you thought Christmas would never get here? I'm not going to equate Tuesday's 1% prepared food sales tax to Christmas, of course, but we've been talking about this a long time, and Tuesday is Election Day.
Yes, it is, and we'll see. Of course, the analogy with Christmas is I just hope we don't have any returns after to take back, and it causes the season to last a little longer. But, yes, hopefully we can get this 1% prepared food tax issue out of the way. Kyle, this thing has just been, it's been unusual from the sense of the drama that it's created. You know, 22 of 28 cities around the state have enacted a 1% without a vote. And even those that had a vote didn't have this type of drama. So, the bitterness and all the drama related to this 1% in Fort Smith has just been highly unusual, and it will be nice to get it settled. I personally think, not that you asked my opinion, but I think that I don't see how it's going to pass. There's been so much misinformation, and the city has not handled well the marketing and the information about why the tax is needed and why the convention center is necessary. And I've talked to a lot of folks who are typically progressive-minded, and they're just saying, look, there's just too much unknown about it. I'm probably going to have to vote against it. So I'll be very surprised if it passes.
Well, you know, to continue the Christmas holiday metaphor, the day in some countries after Christmas is Boxing Day. So hopefully.
Hey.
Okay, all right.
Well, I don't know. We could set up a ring in the convention center. Maybe that's the way we raise money.
Okay, so Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers business, politics, arts, entertainment, and entrepreneurial ideas.
And boxing, maybe.
Pugilism, right? That's
yep.
Boxing?
Yeah, you college kids and your big fancy word.
Well, Michael, take care, and I'll talk to you next week after the election.
All right. Talk to you later.